As the conversations and coverage on healthcare reform continue, the impact upon vulnerable populations must not be overlooked. This rings especially true for our children. In the words of John F. Kennedy, children are the world's most valuable resource and its best hope for the future. This is Christy Westfall bringing you pertinent pediatric health policy updates on HealthCetera News. Join me for a quick two as I break down concepts in child health policy that matter most for you. Today's show, navigating the great debate of Medicaid as an entitlement program or a block grant, and is this good for kids? One of the hot topics of health reform is the entitlement versus block grant debate surrounding the Medicaid program. So the ACA, also known as Obamacare, has done a good job of improving both access and health insurance coverage for American children. 95% of kids are covered by Medicaid, CHIP, and the ACA. 37 million children are enrolled in Medicaid, and 8.3 million children are receiving services through CHIP. With half of all Medicaid beneficiaries being low-income children, it is key to understand what the effects of block-granting Medicaid could potentially have on kids. Medicaid as is an entitlement program, existing as 51 mini-programs with statewide variability in eligibility, benefits, and expansion options. In all, an entitlement program basically means that everyone who's eligible for enrollment is entitled to receive benefits. Additionally, it means that there's no cap on spending that neither the state nor the federal government can refuse coverage. Block grants, such as CHIP, differ from entitlement programs as they provide a fixed sum of money for a specific program over a predetermined time period if the expenditures exceed the fixed sum, in this case federal dollars. The states would then be held accountable to front the remainder of the money. Additionally, individuals who qualify for block grants aren't guaranteed all benefits, meaning that if the money runs out, so do the services. Fun fact for you, the Medicare block grant debate really isn't new news. It's actually been in discussion intermittently over the past 40 years. Despite the suggestions that block granting Medicaid would decrease health care costs, limit federal involvement in the health insurance market, and increase state flexibility, guess what? The American Academy of Pediatrics, the National Association of Pediatric Nurse Practitioners, the nonpartisan First Focus organization, and many other child advocacy groups aren't supporting the conversion of Medicaid to a block grant. First Focus President Bruce Leslie sums it up well in his recent article, Medicaid Block Grants, a System of Rationing, Inequity, and Harm. Consequences of this type of conversion of Medicaid could result in decreased health care coverage for children and pregnant women. It could result in babies having difficulty getting enrolled and long waiting lists for care. Additionally, it could decrease available health care benefits and decrease reimbursement for health care services. In all, converting Medicaid from an entitlement into a block grant may actually enhance barriers to block child health.